CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter. CBS News confirms the general known as Storman Norman has died. Norman Schwarzkopf was 78 and had been living in Tampa. He was put in charge of the first Iraq War by former President George H.W. Bush.
I have therefore directed General Norman Schwarzkopf, in conjunction with coalition forces, to use all forces available, including ground forces, to eject the Iraqi army from Kuwait.
CBS's Jim Shenevy.
Norman Schwarzkopf earned a reputation in Vietnam for being a young officer who would risk his own life for the soldiers serving under his command. Some two decades later, the now General Schwarzkopf became a familiar face to Americans as he gave daily briefings on the coalition of forces fighting Saddam Hussein in the first Gulf War.
We now have a solid wall across the north of the 18th Airborne Corps.
Schwarzkopf titled his autobiography, It Doesn't Take a Hero. But from most accounts, a hero is what he certainly was. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Military analyst Mike Lyons.
General Schwarzkopf was someone who knew tactics and strategy very well, and perhaps was the last general officer that was able to combine them from a conventional perspective and understand the importance of both.
A statement issued by a still hospitalized President Bush says, Barber and I mourn the loss of a true American patriot. CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter.
We are remembering Norman Schwarzkopf tonight here on WTOP, and let's go live on the phone to retired four-star General Barry McCaffrey. He served alongside General Schwarzkopf during the first Gulf War. And General McCaffrey, we're so sorry that you lost a friend, a colleague tonight. What would you like us to know about Norman Schwarzkopf?
Well, he's a very unusual figure, and I say that because most of our generals tend to be good organizers. You know, they're people that can get things done. But this guy also had a genius IQ, and he had a sense of strategic understanding of warfare that's remarkable in military history. I think we owe him a huge debt of gratitude. That first Gulf War was concluded in 30 days, including the air campaign, largely because of his sense of strategy. So, you know, a guy of tremendous intellect and energy, and as people comment, boy, you got things done, or you heard about it.
That's where he got the nickname Stormin' Norman, right?
Yeah, he really had a tremendous temper, but never at soldiers. It was at the senior people who worked for him would bear the brunt of his ire, but tremendous sense of love for soldiers, make sure they were cared for. He was remarkable.
What role did he play in the decision not to go into Baghdad during that war?
Well, you know, that'll be interesting to watch history understand that better. I think between he and Bush and Colin Powell, the three of them had a sense on the limits of force. And Schwarzkopf, of course, had won this stunning victory. The ground campaign was over in 4 days. There were literally hundreds of thousands of Iraqi soldiers, either prisoners of war or running for their lives. The gateway was open to Baghdad. And I think these, between Schwarzkopf and Powell and the president, all of them had watched the generation of Vietnam get bogged down in endless warfare, and they weren't going to go there. So certainly in hindsight, the decision of restraint looks even better.
He retired in Tampa, where he had served his last military assignment. Remind us what he was doing there.
Well, he was a CENTCOM commander, the same job now held by this wonderful Marine General Mattis, that's responsible for all of the Mideast, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, etc. So Schwarzkopf had been the CENTCOM commander, and which, of course, is directly why he was engaged in Desert Storm, Desert Shield. And then when he retired, he went on to be very heavily involved. He's on NBC News as a commentator, did specials. He was very heavily involved in environmental and wildlife issues. He was a very popular figure on the military speaker circuit. He wanted to stay in touch with young leaders. So he had a long and very fruitful life, but it was defined by this unbelievable victory in which I think we had 400 U.S. killed and wounded in Desert Storm. A lot of that was due to the giant left hook that got up behind the Iraqi armed forces, cut them off and had them unravel. That and the power of the U.S. Air Force, U.S. Naval Air, and Marine Air. So that's what we owe them a debt of gratitude. It's a lot of us soldiers who didn't get killed or maimed because of his strategic sense.
Well, it's interesting that you bring all of that up, General, because we now have a couple of other wars since then. Afghanistan still going on, such a long, tough slog. The Iraq War, very difficult, very deadly. What would you say about the first Gulf War, given what we know now in late 2012?
Well, of course, there was an argument that we ended it too early, that we should have policed up all the Iraqi forces that we had cut off, that we should have left them denuded of military power, that perhaps we should have pushed for Saddam to be brought down by his own people. But certainly when you look at what happened later on in the Iraq operation, in which we went in with insufficient forces, we didn't think through what happens once we've run the tactical victory. Afghanistan, clearly the right thing to do, a punitive expedition, but then we stayed on for a decade to turn this primitive society into an operational government. I don't know. You know, I think President Bush, 41, Colin Powell, our chairman at the time, Schwarzkopf, these people had more of a sense of balance of the limitations of U.S. military power. And again, you know, I think back to Schwarzkopf, genius IQ, but a lot of common sense.
Thank you so much, General, tonight for remembering General Norman Schwarzkopf with us.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be with you.
Retired four-star General Barry McCaffrey.